You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Back here at Dove Valley for another edition of Mason's Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me, and thanks for your questions that you asked me this week. Let's get started with one from Ben Barth, and he asks, which proposed rules change did you like the best? Of course, the Competition Committee unveiled the rules changes that were proposed by both the committee and various teams, and will be going forward to the league meeting next week. And the one that jumps out to me, and one that I think may have a decent chance of passing depending on momentum in the room, is the one by Chicago, which proposes that each team be guaranteed one possession in overtime. If you look back at the Broncos game in week 3 in Seattle, they got burned by this because Seattle marched down the field to a Marshawn Lynch touchdown, and that was it. The offense, which had really revived itself in the fourth quarter and had helped spearhead a comeback from a 17-3 deficit, didn't have a chance. And really, I look at that equality of opportunity as something that you need to see in overtime. Right now, you know, you still have a scenario like Seattle had in that game, and also like the Seahawks had in the NFC Championship, where only the Seahawks offense and the Packer defense, or the Bronco defense back in week 3, were able to decide the game. The whole team didn't decide it. Now, I don't want to see the NFL go to something like a college tiebreaker. I hate that. It's hackneyed. It's contrived. And I know some people disagree with me on that, but hey, you know, some people have the right to be wrong. That's a constitutionally protected right. So I don't like that, but I do like the idea of each team getting one possession and then going to sudden death. That is the format that the Arena Football League has used for over 2 decades. It's worked there. I think it can work in the NFL. So hopefully the Bears' proposal will gain some traction. Our next question in the mailbag is from Joseph S., who asks very simply, I'm a little nervous about next year's O-line. How good do you think we can be? Well, it's the biggest unknown quantity on the Broncos right now. You have to say that. You know, yes, they have confidence in Michael Schofield, who they picked in the 3rd round last year, didn't get on the field. But again, you know, like I said, didn't make it on the field. And you're hoping that he makes that leap from year 1, learning how to be an NFL lineman, to year 2, being able to execute it. But you're not going to find that out until he gets on the field. Matt Parrott is a potential center. Same thing on the practice squad last year. They have confidence in him. Gary Kubiak talked at the combine how much he liked him coming out. John Elway mentioned him earlier this month, but again, you just don't know. Now, you've got Shelly Smith coming in, a little more of a known commodity and someone that Kubiak is familiar with from Houston. So I think he can be very helpful, and certainly him and Ben Garland, I think, can battle for that left guard spot. But really, where the Broncos are going to rely on are their 2 seasoned veterans. And with Ryan Clady at left tackle and Lou Vasquez at right guard, you've got 2 building blocks that, frankly, are as good as any you'll find in the league. They've both been recent All-Pros, Clady back in 2012, Vasquez in 2013. Clady was in the Pro Bowl last year. Vasquez was in the Pro Bowl after, or selected for the Pro Bowl. He didn't play in it because of the Super Bowl after the 2013 season. Those 2 can really help everyone else get up to speed on the line, and I think can really, you know, provide a buffer for the lack of experience the Broncos may have going forward. Now, Shelly Smith, I think, can take the next step, assuming he's recovered fully from the knee injury. He says he's 100% from that injury that he had last year in Miami. We'll see what happens when he gets out there for OTAs, but, you know, it's going to be hard to tell in this Broncos offensive line, but what we do know is that their top 2 guys are as good as any top 2 in the league right now, and a lot of teams would love to have that to start building an offensive line. Thanks for your questions. If you want in on next week's mailbag, just tweet at me. I'm at Mace Denver. Use the hashtag AskMace, or go to denverbroncos.com/Mace's mailbag to send in your questions. Until next time, take care, and thanks for watching.